taken and let the record reflect, all members are present.
Okay, at this particular time, we're going to open it up to public comments. Anything that the public wants to talk to us about that's not on the agenda, they're free to do that. However, at this moment, there's no public. We will give the public a chance to speak if they do arrive. So moving on, we'll go to the minutes of the last meeting. You'll hear a motion to approve.
I make a motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And with that, we're going to go to discussion items. Staff.
So, as you know, we occasionally put out some Google Analytics to look at who's using our website, etc. And this time I thought it would be interesting to report to you if there was an uptick in website use as a result of using the message board out front during the power outage that referred everybody to our website for information on two things. One, are you going to be part of the outage? And the second part is, here are some tips to do if you are part of the outage. I'm going to turn it over to Carol, who produced the analytics.
The report, actually, first page is the PG&E map that was released, and that's the reading for that. There were 477 hits or page views on that item on our website. And about 3 minutes, it shows that it was on, that people viewed that page. So it's not a lot, but it's at least we're getting the information out there, so it's still a pretty useful resource for our residents. And then the tips on being prepared is the second page, and that is a fold-out, so you can fold that out and you can see. In September was when we originally put that on our website, or around July, in between July and September timeframe. And that's when it was first put on our website, and about 34 people viewed that. And then again in November, there was a few places, or actually October was when that actually was. So a few people are on our website for different things and email blasts and that sort of thing. The next page is actually other page views that are pretty top, pretty high count. And that's, of course, about Discovery Bay, water services, and you can see all the way down the line all the different express bill pay. So there's a lot of pages that people view like all the time, like express bill pay and HOA. I don't know why HOA. People are just checking to see, you know, for numbers and that sort of thing. And then the last page is actually the same report, it's just a different format. So it shows you 477 is the top page used for that PG&E outage. So at least we're getting the information out there. And also wanted to give you the information on our sign up for email updates. We have like 631 people that have signed up for agenda amendments, park and rec, and safety, breaking news and safety alerts. And also with that, I thought Google Analytics and MailChimp were together, but they're separate. They're not integrated, so it's a separate reading. So those people that sign up through MailChimp is just those that are signed up. So Google Analytics shows anybody and everybody that's on our website. So I kind of gave the wrong information, I think, the last time I did an update. So that's kind of cool to know that there's a lot more people that are actually on our website. So if you look at the third page, it shows like what 5,800 page views, and that's just all on the home page and, you know, different places that they view. So it's kind of cool to see that there are a lot of people that look at our website. And yeah, so that's kind of my update. I don't know if you have any questions about the reports or any of the information.
How say it was 5,800 views. And that was from October 23rd to November 3rd?
Right, exactly. And basically that's a combination of all of those that are listed, like 1 through 10 is all that's listed. But there's if you look down at the bottom, on the second, actually on the third page, it shows you rows 1 through 10 are what we see, but there's 779 pages of people that are viewing our website. So this is not all of what people see on Google Analytics. It's just 10 pages of it. So that's why there's like 5,800 people that are viewing our website. It's just not showing every page that's being viewed. Do you see that at the bottom corner of
it?
Yeah.
One of 10.
Yes.
7-7.
Yes.
Now, I've got a reason for asking so we can compare. How do we know how successful we are or not successful in relationship to like other towns or cities or entities, or is there any benchmarks or anything like that?
I don't know how I could compare that. I could ask Digital Deployment. I have a contact with Digital Deployment that specializes with Google Analytics and ask that question, how we can compare ourselves to other entities or other agencies.
Okay.
Like the towns, like us.
Yeah, they're probably, in retrospect, probably there's no way to get an apples and apples.
Yeah. Right. There might not be, because we don't have access to their Google Analytics.
Correct. Well, I guess then looking forward, now that we are kind of getting this information, let's fast forward a year from now, we'd be able to look back and compare and kind of see if we're growing.
Yes, I can definitely do that within a report and compare a year ago from today, from this year to last year, and do a comparison and see like the first 10 rows.
So we do have a past year of history.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I can go back to past year.
For our next meeting, maybe that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of give us a compare this whatever you have here now.
Okay.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Just
perfect.
Look at this again.
Okay.
And see. And then, how do you go about selecting whatever you want to analyze? I mean, is all websites analyzed the same way, and you're just going to pick out different component parts of it?
You just type in a particular page that's titled, like, for instance, tips on being prepared, and you can put that in a little search bar, and it'll bring up just that one page. So if you wanted another page to get the top views on that page.
You can just put that one in.
Exactly.
Sort of like asking Google what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on, Google?
Right. Okay.
So the analysis of looking at the increase in website activities or views based on our electronic message board, so there's 477. How do we know that they went on just for that one? Is that because they had to go to that particular page?
Well, can you repeat that? So
he wants to know, how do we know that 477 number is directly related to going on, you know, was it that specific page?
Oh, yes, it was. It was the PG&E outage page that was 477 page views.
Over which period of time?
Over the period of when I...
That 23rd.
Right, the 24th was when that was actually posted on our website. And
so what would happen is you've got a face page. When you come on, you open up our website, and then there's, on the face page, we had some graphics, and one graphic was, you know, the power outage, another graphic was, you know, tips to be prepared, another graphic was rent a fire, and so they'd have to click on that specifically to go to that website. They can't accidentally follow.
Right. So we can't, because we didn't have past history, we don't know how much of an increase the message center did versus somebody that just came on to our website, saw it, and thought, I might want to look at that.
Oh, right. Got it.
We can't relate the sign to that.
No, there's no way to compare actually know if the people that saw our message board and went to our that link on our website.
Trying to work hard to think about the message board.
No, this is an assumption. Not grounded in fact.
It's a swag.
It's, yeah, well,
scientific. Well,
yeah.
Because we've got Google Analytics.
Right.
That's the scientific part. Okay, I'm done.
Well, so essentially, we're just at this point discussing just the analytics of the website. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can talk about the website in general. There's So, because it's related to the whole website.
Well, the topic started with the message board as it relates to the website.
True. Yeah, as it relates to the website.
So, I know it's a little early, but at some point I think it'd be nice for the communication group to bring back to the board just some understanding of how successful the message board is, what kind of feedback we're getting from the town, and what type of things we're... the requests you're having, and how many requests, and how many are being approved, denied, and if we have to do any tweaks.
Update on the message board. Feedback from the community.
And that just might be something you just present based on the fact that you're approving or disapproving.
I don't think it would be scientific. I think it would be our overall impression of what staff's hearing. Of course, we can come in and say what kind of entities are asking to have things put on the message board. How many are being granted? How many, being denied?
Yeah, I'm just a question. How have you denied anyone?
Not
had any.
No.
Requests?
People are getting used to having that policy in place set by the communications committee. It's been a good thing because we simply refer them to the policy, and it's very well written. There are some loopholes in it where it requires some common sense interpretation of the policy, because you can't cover everything in a policy, but pretty successful.
Maybe 4 to 6 months from now, and I could work on the tweaking of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was a great update. Now, one of the most important items, B2, discussion regarding the cancellation of the January 1st Communications Committee meeting.
So our next communication committee meeting falls on January 1st. As you know, that's a holiday. And we will have been out a week for Christmas because we actually close the office for the holiday season. So we're requesting from the board, the committee, that that meeting be canceled. So if I could get a motion for that in a second.
So moved.
Canceled and just be... then just skipped over or rescheduled?
Well, what we could do is, we wouldn't reschedule it. What we would do is if something came up, I would hold a special meeting.
Got it.
The second from you.
Was it my turn?
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Please bring hands. Okay.
So that was going to be my other question. So if we would have it in January, our next meeting would now be in March.
Would that be in March unless there's something
unless
that's
there's
up
something
that, right, and then we would
meet right.
Correct. On whatever it is, we would
right. Well, with that, any future items?
Well, we already did it.
Okay, well, seeing no other future items, we're going to adjourn the Communications Committee and Vince Ronoff and